I'm Pat Lincioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the concept of expectations and what we expect in life and in a relationship and in everything that we do has so much about how we deal with it. And I was talking to this amazing, truly amazing priest today, and we were talking about how life is kind of difficult sometimes. And he said the greatest tool, or one of the greatest tools the devil has, is he tells us that life is supposed to be easy. And we expect it not to be difficult. And then when it is, we are so disappointed, even despairing. And I think how this applies in life and so many other things. If I go into a situation expecting something and my expectations are way too high, then something that's actually not such a big deal disappoints me. When I go to a movie and somebody said, the best movie ever, and it's actually pretty good, but it ruins it for me because I go in and I'm disappointed. So how we think about life, about our jobs, our families, and how we grow in our faith, the expectations we have are so important for how we're going to respond.
And resentment comes from the space between what you expected and what you got. And if you don't let go of the expectations and adjust them, then you live in constant resentment. And I've seen people lose faith because they just had this idea that is nowhere in the Bible, nowhere. I mean, the central image of Christianity is a cross. What part of you're going to suffer are we overlooking here? But I've seen people lose faith, not because of a rational process where they, you know, concluded, well, there must be no God, but because they were just so angry that I put my quarter in and I didn't get a gumball out of the machine. I said my prayers, I went to church, and yet X happened to me that I was going through. So then they don't only experience X happening to them, but also the pain of resentment. It just makes everything worse.
Absolutely. The devil must be very happy with that. I think about the prosperity gospel that says, oh no, if you're good, you're going to get all the things you want. And plenty of people, including Jesus himself, were born into a very difficult situation of poverty and persecution and died in that same situation. And to say that they did something wrong or that we're doing something wrong if things aren't breaking our way is a real, real tragedy.
We're promised eternal happiness. And even now we can experience spiritual joy, but we're going to miss that spiritual joy that can coexist with suffering if we live with the resentment of things didn't go in all the externals of my life exactly as I wanted. Things are not going to go exactly as you want with your career, with every different area of your life, with your health. And eventually everyone ultimately dies. There's going to be a prayer you pray to get well, but you're not going to get it answered the way you wanted to, right? But we got to accept it and lean into what the Lord gives us. So yeah, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the life that you've given us, not just the life that we want to have, the work you've given us, not just the work we want to have, the people that surround us, not just the ones that we idealize, who they should be. Help us to accept reality and live in your peace. Amen.